watched a clip of Joe Biden from October of 2019, firing back hard on questions about his son Hunter, animated, on point, going after the reporter. I watched back at debate scenarios with him and Paul Ryan from 2012. Again, on point, aggressive, hitting policy points and doing one-liners and so forth. Not the same person I see today. My next guest, Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, one of the favorites of this program as well, here to help me sort it out. Liz, welcome to Fight Night in America.
Good morning. Yeah, much anticipated showdown, which Republicans have really looked forward to for months because they are convinced that Joe Biden really doesn't have what it takes to go mano a mano with President Trump. I hope they're not disappointed. But, you know, look, 90 minutes is a pretty short period of time. The vice president can get whooped up on whatever kind of pump-up drugs he might take. And I say that really not sort of insinuating anything nefarious, but just saying he could be taking Adderall or something like that to focus his brain for 90 minutes, and he may get through this pretty unscathed. So I think, to my way of thinking, there are two things which could happen tonight. One is I'm sure the president will try to provoke Biden because that's when he goes off the rails.
Sure.
And gets testy and tells people they're stupid or makes mistakes that are kind of ridiculous.
Well, and let's be honest, Liz, with the information we just received, $3.5 million wired from the former wife of the mayor of Moscow, Russia. We've got millions of dollars flying around with Burisma in Ukraine. We've got $1.5 billion flying in from China. There's a lot to throw out there at Biden about his son, about his brother James as well. There's a lot of things going on about the Biden family enriching itself. I think it's free game.
Well, I think definitely President Trump will try to bring those things up, particularly if Joe Biden brings up his taxes, Trump's taxes, or anything of that sort. So, yes, there will be personal attacks. And again, I'm sure that Biden is being coached over and over again not to rise to the bait, because that's when he gets himself in trouble. You know, it would be great, honestly, Steve, if they would talk about issues, because Joe Biden has not been pressed by the media at all to explain where the $7 trillion that he has committed to spend over the next decade is going to come from, how his $5 trillion tax plan is not going to hurt every income quintile, which is what even left-leaning organizations tell us it will do. I want to hear from him.
And so do the American people, I believe, Liz. I mean, I have heard grumblings from a lot of conservatives that Chris Wallace is an anti-Trump. He's also a guy who doesn't like getting snubbed, and he has been snubbed by Joe Biden for a number of weeks and months. I believe that Chris Wallace is going to ask Joe Biden hard-hitting questions, and I think he's going to follow up on a couple of those because I don't think Chris can let it go. He may not like the president, but I'm not sure he's a big fan of Joe Biden either, and I think that Chris Wallace has the ability to offend equally.
Well, I would hope that that's the case, and I believe that that is the case. Look, he has talked about why doesn't Joe Biden come on my program, and he has begrudgingly spoken admiringly of the president for being out there. And let's face it, he has been. There has been no curtailing of his interaction with the media, even when he gets himself in hot water, which he does at a pretty regular clip.
Yep.
But Biden is the one, you know, who really has a lot. The focus will be on Biden. We know what Trump's going to say. I mean, we don't, but, you know, we've seen him over and over again. Yeah. Trump supporters are totally dedicated to Trump. I cannot imagine that there's much he could do or say tonight that will change the steadfast admiration of his support group. Biden's a different story. We haven't seen him. There's a reason for that. Voters want to know why he's been hiding in his basement. Frankly, if I were Chris Wallace, I'd ask him that and let him blather on about COVID. But the truth is Jill Biden's out there all the time. Kamala Harris is out on the campaign
trail. But she doesn't take questions either.
Kamala Harris takes no questions either, which is weird.
Right. Have the Republicans set the bar too high?
Well, I think they've been trying to lower the bar a lot, and I think that that's kind of sifting through. I mean, if you look at the commentary on Twitter, a lot of people recognize that Joe Biden is probably capable of getting through 90 minutes. I mean, that's what we're talking about. So, he's not going to be a drooling simp on the stage, and there will be some who are disappointed by that lapse. But I think Trump in particular has been trying to downplay it by talking about Biden's history of debating and how he's been in the public eye for 47 years. He's right. Biden should be completely comfortable in this position, but we know he really isn't.
And right, and I go with what you say. Liz Peek here on the program. I want to hear Joe Biden's policy positions, defunding police, raising taxes, sanctuary cities, all of these things that are and honestly, Mr. Biden, you've given a lot of criticism to the president. What would you have done differently?
Yeah, about COVID.
Exactly. What would you have done differently?
It's a very valid question because he keeps harking back to how the Obama administration handled the swine flu. And, you know, no one has really looked into that. I did. I went back and read all the press conference transcripts for that period of time. And 60 million Americans got sick with the swine flu. Obama did not even mention it in his State of the Union address. Basically, the CDC took charge of controlling that virus. And they were lucky that it was close enough to other known diseases that very quickly a vaccine emerged. But Joe, I mean, I went through and looked. All the references to meetings being held and task forces and so forth, Joe Biden was never mentioned. I would like Chris Wallace to say, what exactly did you do?
Yeah, what was your role?
Yeah, I don't think he had one.
The only thing I think I can bank on going into the debate tonight, Fight Night in America, is that the the national media will tell me when it's done, Joe Biden won, no matter what happens. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I think that's for sure. I think what's going to be fun is, you know, side bets on how many times does he say, come on, man, and, you know, and here's the deal. That's what he always says. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm already sick of it, and he's not even.
They're good folks.
Yeah, you know. Exactly.
Maybe we can hear about corn pop. I don't know, just throwing that out there.
I do think Hunter Biden, though, is fair game. I mean, they basically said that the president is corrupt because of no evidence.
But we've got evidence that Hunter, Gotta leave it there, Liz. I gotta leave it there because I'm up against it. But always great. Thank you, as always.
Thanks for having
me. Bye. Liz Peek, everybody. Great, great job, as always. Quick break on the Steve River Show.
According to Fidelity Investments, Roth conversions are up 76% this year. So why the rush to Roth? With a volatile market and likelihood of future tax hikes, thanks to all the government spending, now is the time to take advantage of the lowest tax rates in history and start creating a potentially tax-free retirement. Financial advisors Bruce Van Hull and Mike Douglas can help you find out if a Roth conversion is right for you and build a plan that may lower the taxes you'll have to pay in retirement. Act now before taxes go back up. By working with financial advisors who understand all areas of your finances, including tax planning. Call 517-317-6323. That's 517-317-6323. And online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Stewart's Wealth Planning, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.